Saudi Arabia's use of internationally banned weapons in war on Yemen has always been condemned by human rights groups. Northern Sa'da province is one of the hardest hit areas where banned weaponry, including US-made cluster bombs, have been heavily used there. Medical workers tell us about an unprecedented rise in incurable diseases.
Our specialists receive strange cases such as burned skin due to the use of white phosphorus bombs. Sometimes immediately after the Saudi airstrikes, we receive patients with suffocation because they inhaled gas released by the bombs. We haven't encountered such cases before. We sent sometimes patients to Sana'a and there they were diagnosed with cancer. Newly born babies are disfigured.
Internationally banned weapons have not only affected civilian areas, but it also destroyed agricultural lands. People say it is said to have a lasting impact on humans, animals, and vegetation. Sa'da is known for producing best fruits and agricultural products in Yemen. But local people say the Saudis are targeting their plantations and farms with chemical weapons.
Amid the international silence, the Saudis are using all kinds of weapons with short and long-term effects on people's health. You can look on the ground and see by yourself that most of the blossoms on the trees have fallen down. That has led to a decrease in our production.
Under pressure from rights groups documenting series of Saudi violations of the rule of law, the United States recently decided to stop the sale of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia. But many observers yet doubt that the U.S. is serious to follow its own laws. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sa'da Province, Northern Yemen.